Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yes, Secret is the name, right?
Correct.
Okay. The zip code is 11233.
One, one, two, three, three.
That's correct.
And your first and last name?
First name is Patricia, last name is Walker.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your address for me, please?
704 Hancock Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11233.
Thank you. And I see that you have an account with our Bites Hub. Where there was a survey did for a Dyson's vacuum. I may help you.
I'm calling because I have an unauthorized charge to this number, and I'm trying to find out who you guys are.
You have an account with Bites Hub where there was a survey did for a Dyson's vacuum.
And I am telling you, Secret, that I do not, and that's why I'm calling, because someone has been using my card. I have a charge on here for $239.94.
That charge is not from us, ma'am.
It says Next Incredible VIGO.
That's not us, ma'am.
Is your number 818-239? 7298, is that who I'm talking to?
We're
now?
A third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors, but that charge is not from us. That is not one of our charges.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what's on my card, and I'm telling you the number that's on here. And it says Next Incredible VIGO. I don't know what that is.
I understand that, ma'am, but that is not us. That charge is not from us.
Okay. I'm just going to take it to the bank and have them do whatever they need to do. I'm just trying to find out who made these charges and what company is this.
No, I'm not sure, ma'am. That's not us.
Okay.
We didn't bill you that amount.
Okay. It shows that you guys did. Because that's the number that I just called is the number of the vendor on my card. That's what it says.
Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
Okay, I understand. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.